This is episode 53, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. In this episode, I want to talk about something that may seem like it's a little bit off topic from some of the self-awareness, emotional intelligence, understanding your DNA topics that I typically talk about on the podcast. But I think it also goes hand in hand with this idea of discovering your purpose, your calling, you know, the work that you're meant to do. So this topic is around being intentional. I think there is a lot of information out there and a large sense of discovery and adventure and getting out there and doing something. And I think it's especially prevalent in some of the younger generations, or it may just be something that's very prevalent when people are in younger or earlier stages of their life. We encourage people to go traveling, to be adventurous and, you know, discover stuff, take lots of opportunities. And I think those things are great. And I'm really going to confine this idea mostly to somebody who's really trying to figure out in a work environment, what is something that they're really supposed to be doing. And even in this context, I really do encourage people to try a lot of different things, to take lots of different opportunities, to essentially not say no when they're younger and they're trying to figure out exactly what it is that they're supposed to be doing. But one of the things that I think people often lack or aren't paying attention to when they're getting that advice, when they're going on this adventure and they're trying to discover themselves, is the importance of really being intentional about it. When you're exploring things and you're looking at new opportunities, it really isn't just kind of throwing yourself out there at any possible thing that might be happening. It's really not just taking random chances and seeing what happens. It's really important to be intentional about this. And it may seem weird to be intentional about being adventurous or taking opportunities, but what I mean is paying attention, really, to what exactly you like, you don't like, what you're good at, what you're not good at, how people respond to you when you're taking certain opportunities, when you're in certain situations or job roles. There's an intentionality that I think is really important, and I actually encourage people to take notes about some of these things. I was just talking to somebody the other day and coaching them a little bit around their StrengthFinders assessment, and this is one of the ones that I mentioned in my previous episode about assessments that I really like. And one of the things that I encourage people to do with their StrengthFinders, and I think this may even be a typical StrengthFinders coaching thing, is to, number one, look at their top 5 to 10 to 15, depending on whether they have their full 34 or not, and keep those close for a little bit of time and actually start to identify the behaviors that are associated with them operating out of these strengths. And so this is just an example of somebody being intentional about something, taking notes and discovering something about themselves, but really going after it, not just in a random try everything and see what happens sort of way, but in a very intentional way. One of the other things that I suggest people do is look at their bottom five-ish or so strengths and start to take notes and keep those close for when you see other people operating out of those strengths. And one of your clues is oftentimes you're feeling uncomfortable, you don't like it, maybe even you're frustrated with somebody. But it's really good to start understanding what those strengths look like in other people, because those are the people that you really need to surround yourself with so that you don't become well-rounded, but you create a well-rounded team. And so this is just an example of using some individual assessment work or some understandings of your strengths and how you can be really intentional about that and actually take it further than just an interesting thing that you read in a report from an assessment, but actually start to intentionally associate that with your behaviors, the things that you're good at, the things that you love to do even. And this is really going to set you up well, both for, you know, professional development as well as personal development. And I think this also applies to things like trying out new job roles, which again, I always encourage people, especially when they're younger, don't say no. Because you can always have a conversation, you can always, well, maybe not always, but you can typically go back to something else that maybe you're a little bit more comfortable with, that you actually are good at, even if you've stepped into something that you're not good at. So just being intentional about not just why I didn't like that role, but what is it that you didn't like about that role? What is it that you actually liked about that role? Why did you think it might be a good idea? Being really intentional about documenting and taking notes around these items and thinking these things through, again, is really going to set you up for success in the future. So if you're listening to this, take this opportunity to start being intentional about something. And that can be your work, that can be yourself. It might even be a relationship that you have that you want to make sure is nurtured and continues to grow. Whatever that is, I would encourage you to identify a bunch of different things to be intentional about, but pick a couple and start to become really intentional about them. Take notes, pay attention, give some energy to those things. And I think you'll really see them start to flourish and you'll really start to see some great results if you start to do this. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton. And if you're enjoying the show and you haven't already, go to your favorite podcast listening app and subscribe and leave me a review. You can give me 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. But the more reviews that we get, the easier it'll be for other people to find this content and be able to put their potential into practice.